Our judges are already lined up. We won't introduce them until tomorrow night. But I would like to charge them with these instructions, and you can listen in and you'll get an idea of just what a difficult job the judges have in selecting the winners in the various categories. And we have hundreds of them, and sometimes as many as 100 in one category, I think. Number one, judges, preference should always be given to the old tunes, since this is an old fiddler's convention. Base grades on 100% is perfect, ranging down according to the performance to whatever grade you think the contestant deserves. The players are numbered, and if you miss a number given by me or Mr. Paul Hill, the alternate announcer, you call our attention to it, and we'll repeat the number, because these numbers are important. Sometimes you won't have the names. There will be write-ins, we know. Singing is permitted in the guitar, fiddle, and banjo contests, but it is not to be judged. Only the music, not the singing, although it will be permitted in the guitar, fiddle, and banjo contest. Now, in the folk song contest, judge only the song and the singing, not the musical instrument, if any. Judge only the song, the material used, and the singing, the rendering of the song. Only clog and flat foot dancing will be judged. They've got to clog or flat foot dance here, or you will have to give them a zero, of course. One other notation, judges, if you don't mind, a trophy is given to the outstanding performer performing during this convention. So please keep this in mind as you go along and make your choice at the end of the program tomorrow night for the trophy to be given to the outstanding single performer. I'd like to ask you that you keep this in mind. It is to go to a single performer, not to a band or a group. We had some confusion last year on that.